Hello and welcome everybody to this week's Sec Modcast. I'm Harry and I'll be giving you all the updates this week in Sec Change. In this episode, we'll be talking about the consultations which are due to close soon and discussing the modifications being taken to panel next week. Okay, so there are multiple consultations closing this coming week. The refinement consultations concerned are MP117 Bulk Comms Hub returns, so DCC users must send an individual service request to notify the DCC of each communications hub return. This takes a significant amount of time and effort when multiple comms hubs require returns. DCC users have stated that this is not a sustainable approach in dealing with their returns, so the solution is to increase the number of global unique identifiers related to service requests used to process these returns. And modification proposal 128, gas network operators SMICI requirements. So gas network operators are required by the SEC to place their SMICI organization certificates into the SMICI repository and undertake a SMICI and repository entry process tests. The proposer believes this is an expensive process if the gas network party does not have the infrastructure to create and maintain the SMICI keys and to complete these tests. And the modification report consultations ending next week are modification proposal 102A, power outage alerts triggered by an over-the-air firmware upgrade. So experience has shown that implementing an over-the-air firmware update on some ESMEs generates a power outage alert, and the solution is to make a technical specifications document change for meter manufacturers to abide by for ESMEs produced after this proposal is implemented. And SecMP7, firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs. So this modification seeks to address the lack of capability to update firmware over the air for mandated home area network devices via the DCC's infrastructure. The proposal sent out for modification report consultation will likely be issued for change board later this month, so keep an eye on those. Next, we have the modification proposals going to panel next week. So for starters, we have SecMP56, which is IHD and PPMID Zigbee attributes available on the HAN. So currently, under the SEC, SMETS2 Type 1 and Type 2 devices, specifically IHDs and PPMIDs, notwithstanding consumer access devices or CADs, are not notified on a change of tenancy or a change of supplier event. So the solution is to make Zigbee attributes for change of tenancy parameters available to HAN devices such as IHDs and PPMIDs, and also mandate IHDs and PPMIDs to query the ESME and gas proxy function for change of tenancy information. It's worth noting that the solution costs approximately £3 million. Additionally, there is also MP90, which is the incorporation of non-GBCS non-mandated alerts into the SEC. So many DCC users only recognize alerts defined in GBCS. As a result, DCC user systems have not been designed to recognize the non-mandated alerts that are not defined in the GBCS. A solution is therefore to change the GBCS to include the NGNM alerts. And MP122, which is operational metrics. So issues with transparency of reporting and relevance of these measures contained within the DCC performance measurement report have arisen. And in its monthly review of the PMR, the operations group has found it increasingly difficult to report to the SEC panel on the issues within the report. The proposed solution is for the DCC to facilitate the necessary changes to the DCC system in order to implement a report on the metrics outlined in the modification proposal 122 business requirements. And that is this week's episode. As usual, we'll be posting a new modcast to the SEC website every week, and if you have any requests for what you want us to cover, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. So thank you very much for tuning into the modcast. I have been Harry from CCAS, and I will see you soon.